Welcome Search and Rescue Pentagon Escape. Today our first episode called Historical Facts About 9/11 by Alex London. Listen what they say.
Historical note: this is a work of historical fiction. The story is an invention, but it is based on the real events of September 11, 2001, at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. On the morning of September 11, 2001, groups of hijackers overtook airplanes on the east coast of the United States and turned them into weapons. First, they crashed two passenger jets into the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, then they crashed a hijacked airplane into the Pentagon. A fourth plane, which was being aimed back toward Washington, D.C., did not make it to its target. The brave passengers on board tried to take back the plane from the hijackers and crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. None of the airplane passengers survived any of these horrific crashes. At the Pentagon that day, it was a normal morning of work for the headquarters of the United States Department of Defense, until 9:37 a.m., when five hijackers from Saudi Arabia crashed American Airlines Flight 77 into the Western Wall of Ealing, killing themselves and all 59 passengers and crew on board. The airplane hit the first floor of the Pentagon while traveling about 530 miles per hour, spraying jet fuel and shrapnel all around. This led to unpredictable patterns of explosions and fire damage. The crash, the smoke, and the devastation that followed killed an additional 125 people on the ground and injured hundreds more. The legacy of these terrorist attacks haunts us to this day, with impacts from how airport security works to decades of war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Like a shock wave, the impacts of violence rippled out, shattering families and changing American society and politics forever. For a simple nonfiction introduction to the events of the day, readers 8 years and older might want to check out America Is Under Attack, September 11, 2001, The Day the Towers Fell by Don Brown, an illustrated exploration of that day. There are countless other stories and accounts written about that day, and this book is only meant as a fictional slice of a small part, a real-time story of what it might have been like inside the Pentagon. To write it, I drew on many non-fiction sources as well as my own knowledge and experience of the time, but it is, at heart, a work of fiction. To tell a compelling story, I had to make some changes from what really happened or could have happened. In some cases, the characters are inspired by real people who were present on September 11, 2001, at the Pentagon, but the things the characters in this book do and say are my own inventions. There was no 13-year-old visiting his dad at work that day, though the office where Mikey's dad works is real. The Defense Intelligence Agency was gravely impacted by the crash, and the stories of those who survived are harrowing. Many in that office, sadly, were killed in the first seconds after impact. There really was a woman with her baby in one of the offices near the crash site, and the baby really was blown out of its carrier. Thankfully, both the mother and the baby escaped with their lives. Many others, however, were not so lucky. The general that Mikey and Sergeant Gintzler discuss in the early chapters was based on Lieutenant General Timothy Maud, the highest-ranking military official to be killed in that attack. Additionally, the Surgeon General of the Air Force that Mikey meets was based on the real officer, Lieutenant General Paul K. Carlton Jr., who bravely helped lead rescue efforts in the crucial minutes after the attack that morning. Those minutes were where I took the most liberties with changes to the story. At one point, Sage the rescue dog thinks, "I start to wonder if I'll have anything to do, or if the people will have already all rescued each other before I get the chance." This is, in fact, what happened. That morning was filled with amazing acts of heroism. In reality, no one at the impact site would have survived for as long as Mikey and some of the others did. Anyone caught by the smoke and fire within the first half hour did not survive. Mikey's presence in that part of the building for over an hour is not realistic, though it is indicative of the heroism so many rescuers showed that day, rushing in to help others escape with their lives. And while there was no real Mikey, there were countless soldiers, civilians, and firefighters who risked health and safety to bring others out alive. For research, I relied heavily on a few sources: news reports from the days, weeks, and months after the attack, and the PBS documentary 9/11 Inside the Pentagon. I read several government reports, including the extremely detailed Pentagon 9/11 from the Defense Studies series, published by the Department of Defense Historical Office in 2007, and the book Firefight, Inside the Battle to Save the Pentagon on September 11th by Patrick Creed and Rick Newman, published by Ballantine Books in 2008. As for Sage, there was a real dog named Sage whose regular handler really did get injured riding her horse, and the Pentagon really was his first mission. But he and his team were based out of New Mexico and flew in the day following the attacks. No rescue dog managed to find any survivors in the wreckage of 9/11, as no search and rescue dog was there in the minutes after the attack. The real Sage did, however, discover many pieces of the airplane as well as the body of one of the hijacked ERS, which was an important part of the investigation into who was responsible for this deadly incident. As to what Sage could do, there has been a lot of research on how dogs make themselves understood by humans, how they make and adjust plans, and how they use their amazing sense of smell to perform life-saving work in the aftermath of disasters. I learned a lot from the American Rescue Dog Association's Search and Rescue Dogs, Training the Canine Hero, 2nd edition, as well as Alexandra Horowitz's Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know. I also learned a lot from my own dog, Blueberry, a hound with an amazing nose and deep devotion to playing, though not to following my instructions. For this book, I want to thank Orlando Dos Reis, whose concept for the story at Scholastic guided its creation, and Zachary Clark, my tireless editor, along with the amazing copy editor Bonnie Cutler and production editor Mary Kate Garmeyer, and the rest of the team at Scholastic, who worked to get the right book to the right kid at the right time, with little fanfare but great dedication. Also, thanks, as ever, to my agent, Robert Ginsler, and a thanks to all the Department of Defense personnel who answered my questions in researching this book. Lastly, I want to honor the real heroes and the far too numerous victims of this day in September 2001. I lived in New York City at the time and remember too well its horrors. The acts of terrorism that cut short so many lives cannot be forgotten, nor can the acts of bravery and kindness that followed. Tragedies too often are made by the deliberate cruelty of hateful ideologies, and often they spawn further cruelties from those who are hurting. But those same tragedies can bring out the best in some of us. I hope we all learn to heed the call of healing and care that is possible even at our darkest hour, even at our most afraid and angry. Bravery and generosity are always a choice we can make, no matter the peril. May the memories of those we lost on September 11th and its aftermath around the world forever be a blessing and a warning that we must find a way to love each other, and to help whomever we are able, wherever we find them. We will never forget 9/11. Alex London.